You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. It's Friday, December the 8th. If I sound a little crazy, my voice sounds a little messed up, it's because it is. I've been out of commission the past three days. So I'm finally going back to work. Well, I did a little bit. I wrote a story yesterday on a trade between Okafor and Jahlil Okafor. And Nick Stauskas going to the Brooklyn Nets in exchange for Trevor Booker. Okay. In addition, the Sixers also sent a second round pick. So I did that. But for the most part, I've been out of commission. I've been trying to get my body right and everything right, because in a couple hours I'm about to board a plane and head to Cleveland. And with a 3-game road trip, 3 games over 5 days, I believe. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure that everything was right before I ventured out on, you know, and didn't have any help on the road. So, you know, I tried to take advantage of Sarah Todd, my coworker, and Mark Narducci, and, you know, just basically, you know, rest up. But, you know, there's two things to talk about this morning. You know, one, the 76ers loss. Two, the trade that I brought up a couple minutes ago. Let's talk about the trade right now. You know, I know there's a lot of people who are upset, you know, and I'm getting emails this morning saying, hey, you know, they could have had the third overall pick in the 2016 draft for Jahlil Okafor, which is true. They could have they could have had that. And now everyone's making it seem like, you know, we got a good trade because we got a 30-year-old power forward, backup power forward, and Trevor Booker. You know. And, you know, what a great job Colangelo's doing, da-da-da, but he's not doing a good job. You know, these are some of the emails I'm getting from people. You know, now, the thing is, yes, the Sixers did mess up. They messed up a while ago. They could have got more for Okafor. They thought that the value was a little bit higher. But I don't blame all that on Colangelo. I know some of you guys are saying, come on, Pompey, what are you talking about? But I don't blame it all on Colangelo. I think what it was a matter of, you know, not just Colangelo, but I think the Sixers organization as a whole wanted more for Okafor. They looked at him as the third overall pick in the draft, and they looked at it as if there was value. The problem was he was devalued shortly after the time he came here, due to the off-the-field incidents that he had, due to the fact that he wasn't, you know, your focal point center, because of everyone knew Embiid was going to be the man, and thirdly, because of his defense. So, yes, you can blame the 76ers for not getting rid of him. You can. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a little bit shocked that they were able to get a guy like a Trevor Booker at this time. And I know that sounds crazy. You're saying, look, they threw in two players and they gave up a second-round pick. True. But it got to a point where, you know, I felt as if that everyone knew that, you know, he was about to come off the books. No one wanted to take him on and basically have to wonder if he was going to be a free agent, or wonder if you can get him in free agency or not. No one thought that. No one thought the same thing about Nick Stauskas. But see, what happened is Trevor Booker is somebody who can help this team. I think that he can come in, he can do some great things for them off the bench. He could be a leader in the locker room that they need, and it will help them out for this season. And you know, because let's face it, look at last night's game. Hey, they could have used Trevor Booker against the Los Angeles Lakers. So, with that being said, I know. I get it. I know that the Sixers, like, basically messed up a couple years ago. I knew that they overvalued Okafor, but it came to a point in time where his value was so low that I thought that they weren't going to get anything, maybe a couple second round picks for him. Yes, they gave up a second round pick. I'm going to be quite honest with you. I don't really get the infatuation with these second round picks. Yes, they were able to get Jonah Bolden, and they got a couple other guys who the Sixers hope are going to be, you know, really good players for them in the future. But for the most part, when you look at the Sixers and their second round picks, what happens? The only second round pick that's currently on the roster, on this roster right now, is Rashawn Holmes. Yes, Rashawn Holmes is a solid reserve rotation big. But think of all the other second round picks who came in the door and left, you know. So I don't really get up on these second round picks because in most instances, these guys are going to be rotation players at best. Sometimes they're in the league for a couple of years and then they go. Now, no, I am not being a homer. So don't even kick that one. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is that, you know, sometimes, you know, getting something is a whole lot better than nothing. And yeah, I'm not giving the Sixers a pass for screwing it up a couple years ago because I felt as if they should have traded Okafor beforehand. But there's a couple other things that factor in on that. After that, I think that the fact, like I said, the fact that his knee has been bothering him, that's one thing. The fact that teams devalued him and kept saying, hey, we don't know if he's going to be a good guy in this locker room due to the off-the-court incidents that he got into. So that's another thing. And thirdly, he was overweight and he was out of shape. So right now, this is a great place for him and Nick Stauskas to go because we haven't really spoken a lot about Nick. But Nick has been someone who has struggled since he's been in the league. He's a guy who has not been able to make shots. He's a guy who's lacked confidence. And when you look at it, for the Brooklyn Nets, basically they didn't give up anything. They gave up one guy and they got a second round pick. Again, I said I'm not big on second round picks, but they still got one. And what they're going to do is they're going to give these guys a tryout. You know, they're going to see what they can do. And then guess what? If they don't work out, then guess they come off the books at the end of the season. So it's one of those things for both players. It's going to be good for them to basically try to rejuvenate their careers. You know, we're going to see what Okafor can do for another team, you know. And then, but the bad thing about it is when you talk about going to the Brooklyn Nets, it's one of those things just like how the Sixers were a couple years ago. They're going to a team, I ain't trying to say tanking, but it's not exactly a team up there trying to get wins or anything like that right now. What the Brooklyn Nets are doing is they're going through a rebuilding phase. So they're bringing in these two guys. They're going to see what they can do. And if it works out, it works out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And here's something else. The fact that these guys are traded now, they could possibly get traded again later on in the season. So, you know, it's one of those things. We're going to see how it works out. Again, I know that a lot of people are saying, come on, man, we could have got more before. We could have gotten more before. But let's face it, they did try to trade him last year. They had a trade in the works, and he went somewhere and he didn't pass the physical. So that's just how it is. Now, talking about last night, the reason why I think that Trevor Booker is a good addition is because he plays with grit. He's like another Amir Johnson. He could be a leader. You know, right now, something's missing with the 76ers. Now, again, you could contribute it to the fact that they have a lot of injured players. I can give you that. However, you cannot lose to the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Lakers on back-to-back nights. If you expect to be a playoff caliber team, it just can't happen. I'm sorry. And you can't lose these games at home. If you think about it, they lost to the three of the worst teams in the league right now. They lost to Sacramento, right? That was on the road, right? And at the time we all thought that it was because of, hey, you know, they're not focused, they're believing their hype, they're this and that, they overlooked them. Okay. So then next thing you know, the Phoenix Suns come to town. We all know that Devin Booker can light it up. We all know that. But you know what? The Sixers were on a winning streak. The Sixers have been playing well. You know, we all said, no, they're not going to lose to them. They're not going to lose to them. They come out sluggish. They come out lax. Da, da, da. The next thing you know, Devin Booker lights them up, right? He lights them up for 46 points. Then it's like, okay, this L.A. Lakers game is a must-win thing for them right now. Now, again, it's hard to say, really say must-win when you have so many games in the NBA season, but you get the gist. So they go up and they play this team, and then what happens? It's the same thing as against the Suns and how it was against Sacramento. You know, I did not go to the game because, again, I told you I was sick, so I missed the game. But I watched it from home on TV. Sometimes I even, like, replay certain things. And just looking at the Sixers' effort, looking at their defense, I mean, it looks like a team to me. I'm not going to say regressed. I'm not going to say that. But what I'm going to say is it looks like a team to me that has not improved over the last couple of weeks. They just haven't. You know, it's kind of thing. And the problem is with the Sixers is we know what Ben Simmons is going to do. He had a triple-double. We know what Embiid is going to do. He scored over 30-something points again. But the problem is they have to get consistency from the other teammates. That's what happens. They have to. Now, maybe the injuries are contributing to that. Maybe there's certain guys out there playing more minutes than that they normally used to play, and they're getting exposed. Or maybe they have other guys out there doing things that they're not supposed to do or they're not used to doing because they're getting these extra minutes and they're getting exposed. Whatever, it just seems as if that this team, you know, this team was hot at a point in time, and now it seems like they're struggling. And right now they have a tough stretch. I mean, you go to Cleveland, then you go to New Orleans. You know, Embiid's not going to play in both of those games. And then after that, you go to Minnesota. And the Minnesota Timberwolves have Andre Wiggins. They have Karl Anthony Towns. They have a young core, and they also have, you know, some pretty good veterans they acquired in trades and free agency. So what's going to happen is Sixers are going to come to town. They're going to say, you know what? The Sixers been getting a lot of love this year. A lot of love, you know. But what about us? We're still the solid team. So what they're going to do is they're going to come out. They're going to come out ready to play. And they're going to try to take it. They're going to try to, like, throw haymakers at the Sixers. And we're going to see how the Sixers respond. And see, the thing about it is, you know, I'm not trying to be a pessimist, but I'm trying to be a realist. I don't see the Sixers winning two games on that trip. Maybe they surprised me. Maybe they shocked me. Maybe Trevor Booker can be a difference maker. But the way they're playing right now, I don't see them being able to win two out of three games. So, you know, and right now, at one point they were fifth. Now they're eighth in the Eastern Conference. So, you know, the Sixers could slide after this trip. They didn't take care of the wins they were supposed to. These were the three losses I mentioned to you were three games they should have won. Three games you have to win. You have to be able to beat the teams who are guaranteed, supposed to be, quote-unquote, guaranteed victories on your schedule. You have to. They didn't do it, and now they're struggling. And we'll see how they can do moving forward. But hey, y'all, I want to thank you for listening, and I'll be back with y'all next week. Sorry if my voice sounds crazy, but again, like I said, I just got over the flu. I still have a cold a little bit, but it's time to man up and hop on the road and get back to covering basketball. Thank you, and have a great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.